Rains. Kiambu County Assistant Director of Education Rosalind Wambui has acknowledged that the heavy rains experienced in the county have taken a toll on the education sector. Speaking to KNA, Wambui said they have been doing a ward roundup to help drain water in flood-infested institutions even as preparations for opening of schools next week gears up. "We are visiting these institutions in each of the wards in Kiambu and removing water from the school grounds, clearing them for the safety of our children in schools," she said. Wambui went on to add that some of the watertight measures that are being put in place to ensure adequate safety for all the affected school communities include setting up a response team that visits these institutions to gather data regarding flooding. "The Department of Education has set up a group called the SET Response Team that is sent out to gather data and information in the affected areas and work on the findings," she said. She added that the Department of Education, in partnership with the Ministry of Education, has come up with a social directorate that is donating amenities for the children to ensure a stable running of the school system. "Our department has joined with the Ministry of Education to ensure our children do not miss anything in terms of social amenities that are required in this weather," she said. Some parents and residents of Kiambu, however, are against the idea of children resuming schools for second term as the weather is quite unpredictable and poses a great risk to the lives of children. Mokaya Bwaya, a parent at Indumberi Primary School and a resident of Kiambu County, said he is not ready to let his children resume school because the government has not spoken on how to deal with waterborne and airborne diseases such as pneumonia and tuberculosis. "Schools were supposed to be opened for second term on the 29th of April, but due to the heavy rains being experienced across the country, Cabinet Secretary Ezekiel Machogu announced the postponement of school reporting dates by 1 week until the 6th of May 2024.